Well, I don't think any political speech that's made in the middle of August is likely to be a game changer. You know, that doesn't happen. We're in the silly season. On the other hand, I think George Osborne feels that that the Tories are in a position where they can steal some ground from Labour. They can continue to make the argument that by changing the way in which public services are delivered, they are actually maintaining the principle of progressive support for the poor. And he's really saying that the Labour government is refusing to face up to this question and is therefore going to be put in the position of trying to cut frontline services. Now, some of this is a bit of an argument that you can't just swallow whole, because obviously the Conservatives, like Labour, are at the moment extremely reluctant, with an election just a few months away, to say with very great clarity what they propose to do in terms of public spending. But that argument is going on. It's a big argument for the general election season. And as it were, with Gordon Brown on a holiday, Osborne is coming along and just reminding people that Brown is not saying what he's going to do in terms of public spending cuts.
Is it possible for frontline public services to be maintained, no cuts, but just to save money simply by reforming the way they're delivered?
I don't think anyone believes that that is really true. But spending is at the heart of balancing the budget, and therefore that's got to be partly done by whichever party does it, by a combination of savings and by actual substantive head-on cuts. I think that what Osborne is doing all the time is trying to egg Gordon Brown on into saying first of all, that there will be a need for cuts, which Brown so far is not saying. And if you listen to Osborne's speech and the question and answer session he did afterwards, he's constantly making that argument. And then once he's got him to say that, where the Labour cuts will come. So it's really a war of position that's going on here, because the Tories see an advantage because Labour is not saying what it's going to do. It's having an argument within itself about whether to actually say that there are cuts necessary. And the Tories see an opportunity here, and so they're trying to push the Labour Party into saying what cuts they will eventually have to make. And by doing that, they help to depict Gordon Brown as a dishonest politician, intellectually dishonest politician, who won't tell people the truth.
Interesting, though, as well, that the Tories are trying to steal this mantle of being the progressive party from Labour.
It's amazing to hear a speech from a very senior Conservative which draws its examples from Bill Clinton's Democrats, from the Canadian Liberals of the 1990s, from the Swedish Social Democrats, and of course from Tony Blair as well. So, I mean, there's a real sense of stealing the clothes of the opposition in the way that Osborne and of course David Cameron does it too, are presenting themselves. That's led Peter Mandelson to say this is mere political cross-dressing and it doesn't amount to anything substantive. And I mean, that will be the Labour counterattack against this argument, that it's just trivial politics. It's just show. It's not serious and it's not substantive.
A lot of Tories will be throwing their hands up in horror to hear their party described as being progressive.
The argument about which party is the more progressive, we're more progressive than you are, is an argument about who governs the centre ground. It's all about trying to get voters who read, dare I say, at The Guardian and who might swing one way or the other politically over this question of fairness and progressivism and liberal values, to think again about the assumption that they are automatically going to vote for the Labour Party. And clearly, as the polls show and a lot of electoral evidence shows, that argument has had a great deal of success. And obviously, the aim is to make sure that that lands the big prize of the general election victory, which is now only a few months away.